Are unworldly feelings to be treated the same? Unworldly feelings in that group of perception feelings and sanya, vedana, sanya, sankara. When it comes to unworldly feelings, do they not take a slightly different course? Because some of them appear in the cessation cycle, for example, like joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, happiness, joy. There's a pleasant spiritual feeling.
Yeah, it's a good question. Sometimes the unworldly feelings can be more dangerous than the worldly ones. Because they have that quality of wholesomeness and natural beauty and a spaciousness. In the next chapter, we'd come on to that, the considerations of this is conditioned and thus gross, even up to sort of rupa jhana, arupa jhana, this is conditioned and thus gross. You know, keep remembering that even these very wholesome, beautiful, noble feelings, unworldly feelings, that sustaining that vision or that framework for them, this is also conditioned and gross, so don't be tricked, don't be fooled by that. Whereas the worldly feelings, a bit more kind of highlighted, obviously, like, I hate that person, she's awful, rah. It's like, okay, that's clearly an object not to be grasped or to be identified with. But the unworldly feelings that are associated with wholesome qualities, bright qualities, liberating qualities, they are very comfortable, they're a pleasant abiding, as we're talking about Lumbu Cha's stress on not attaching to happiness or to goodness. It's like that kind of domain. It's tricky territory to create sort of fear or aversion. Oh, this is pleasant, this is really good. Yeah, get away. Kind of, it's not to create aversion or the vibhava tanha or in relationship to those, but that kind of cool, clear recognition. This is also something that's conditioned. It's an arisen quality. Therefore, be careful and know this as it is in that respect. That was how I would relate to that.